Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
When I was in my late teens and early 20s, I noticed that when I read certain things, some of those things that I was reading would put me to sleep. And I had a hard time keeping my eyes open. I would just fade reading certain things that were requested of me in the classes that I did not see as important, but there were obligations and responsibilities that I needed to study. And I noticed that when I read other things, I was wide awake and I didn't want to put it down. I couldn't even go to sleep. I just kept wanting to read the next pages or whatever to come. So one was activating my reticular activating system, waking me up. The other one was putting me to sleep. And so I did a little exercise. I started to read the things that were obligations for 20 minutes. And when I started to fade, I would pull out what I was reading that was inspiring to me and wake myself back up again. And then when I wake up again for 20 minutes, I'd then go back to reading the things I would fade on, and I'd start falling asleep again. And I didn't know at the time, not till I was 23, how important values were in the learning process. But what really was saying is the things that are linked and connected in my mind to what I value most engage me and make me want to learn. We spontaneously want to learn what's important to us. And so if we can see and make the links between whatever topic we want to study and that, we increase the absorption and retention and application of the knowledge. Different people have found this indirectly, and I found this. But once I learned how important values were, and I found out what my highest value was, I then made anything I wanted to study, I asked how specifically is studying this content helping me fulfill what's highest on my values. In my case, the study of human behavior and the evolution of human consciousness. So I would take any discipline that I wanted to study that would normally put me to sleep, and I'd link it. And once I linked it to that, and I saw how it was going to help in that arena, I didn't fall asleep. I realized it was value-driven. And some of you may be having this process figured out indirectly. You may have a real love for an animal, for instance, and you may doodle on a piece of paper the picture of your favorite little animal. And while you do that, it keeps you engaged and awake. And so when you're studying or listening to a teacher, you're doodling and you're not even paying attention. But that's your way of staying awake and to relink and retain the information without having to fall asleep and fade out and be in trouble at school. But all it is basically making a link in your brain. And anytime you link whatever information you want to whatever is highest on your value, you're going to increase the absorption, retention, and application. Find out. Go on my website, drdmartini.com. Do the value determination, determine your values, and take 30 minutes of your time and go through and determine what your highest values are, top three. Then anything you want to study, anything you want to retain, anything you want to apply, ask yourself, how is studying that, learning that, putting that information into your brain, how is it helping you fulfill what's most meaningful, most important, most inspiring, your highest value? If you make that link, you'll be more engaged when you're reading. You'll tend to absorb it, retain it, apply it, and you'll tend to have longer-term memory. Anything that's high in your values goes into long-term memory. Anything that's low in your values goes into short-term memory. It's only for emergencies. You don't need it, it's gone. That's why if you do, you'll increase it. When I was in school, once I learned that, every class that I was taking, every semester term that I was taking, I made a list of the classes, the subtopics, and I made links. The hour it spent doing all those links saved me enormous amounts of hours studying, and I ended up at the top of the class. I was at the very top of the class because I learned that I will learn and retain and absorb information when I'm linking it to whatever I value most because I'm most engaged. I'm using my brain to the maximum capacity. I'm bringing my blood, glucose, and oxygen really right from the bottom of the brain up to the top of the brain and making it most alert. making you fully conscious. You've all basically noticed when you take certain classes that some classes you're totally there and engaged, others you just you barely make it. And that's only because of your values. Don't let the classes dictate it. You dictate. That way you find out how, no matter what the class you're taking, how is it on the way, not in the way, to fulfill what you value most. If you do, you'll excel more in your studies, you'll retain more information, go into long-term effect, and whether it be visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, or any other modality of sensation, you'll be able to absorb it and apply it more. And you know that the more the sensations and the senses that you engage in the learning process, the higher the retention. So use your visual, use your auditory, use your kinesthetic, taste, smell. I used to eat an apple every single day. I put on a certain perfume or cologne every single day, not perfume, but cologne. And I put that on, and that smell and that taste was going in my brain while I was studying it. That way I made a link between what I eat, and that helped me retain it. It's just like a Pavlovian or Skinner reflex. It's a conditioned reflex that you're basically linking whatever you're studying to what you value most and whatever that inspires you most. That way you use all your senses to help you maximize your learning capacity.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.